I wasn't really super excited because we had a lot of people that I knew could respond to that. So I grabbed my fire radio and turned it on. When I did that, after 3 or 4 minutes, the sheriff's department had radioed what our ETA was because they were concerned that it was spreading. Because it was spreading, I knew it wasn't just a boat fire. And so we picked up our lawn chairs and we made our way to the fire station, one of our fire stations, just as fast as we could, safely. Got in one of our engines and drove down to the marina. I was there probably 7 or 8 minutes after everyone else from our fire department got there. It was totally engulfed, and I was scared. Usually I'm not scared about things, but I was really concerned of the worst. Not what was laying before us, but what could happen after.
As emergency personnel were trying to make sure that the people were safe, you were trying to contain the fire. Tell us about your experience as a volunteer firefighter. You know, you trained for these moments, yet this was the first time something like this had ever happened in our area.
We had talked about this a few months earlier about what we would do, not necessarily at one of the larger marinas, but at some of the smaller boat docks that are not easily accessible by road. And so we kind of had an idea of what we would do. It was super hard with the gas and the oil and the fiberglass and plastic and styrofoam and all those things like that. Those are hard to put out, even with foam. And that's what we were trying to do, trying to get the fire contained first.
It was at night, you know, and we all saw pictures that were online. But paint the picture for us. What did you see?
It was hot. As soon as I walked up, I think there was 4 or 5 members of our fire department that was there. Carrie come out, one of our female firefighters, she came out, and she had been on the end of the hose. She was hot, and she was about to pass out. And I grabbed her up and helped her and took some of her turnouts off, and we just went and got in the lake, and I poured water over her head, and that was the first thing I did. Once she kind of cooled off, I grabbed the proper gear, and I went and got on the end of the hose. Tight conditions, those docks, you don't have room to move. Those hoses are super heavy, and they don't bend when under pressure. And there was a lot of bystanders, you know, that we were trying to get out. The scariest things that I knew is where that dock was at. It was near the main dock where the gas pumps were. Some of the boats on the main dock, after we found out a couple of days later, had been scorched. And with gas vapors, you know, that's probably how the fire started, was gas vapors. We were really scared of what could happen.
And there were multiple fires because you had boats breaking away that were engulfed and heading towards other people in boats.
Thankfully, Gamalia was out there with her fire boat and trying to help put it out. But you can't just put out fuel and oil with just water, you know, and so you're spraying it on it, but it's not going out.
What do you use?
You know, different types of foam. You know, we pour it directly in our trucks, and it's specifically designed for that. Even with that, it was still hard because the fire started in the middle of the dock and was spreading both ways. But there are some other, I don't want to say houseboats, but some other structures that are floating on water out across from the marina. And some of those boats that were floating around there had got out there and got to those docks. They were out there and they were pushing these boats on fire by hand, pushing them off.
I didn't even know we had fire boats.
Tracy did it one time. Whenever I've been with the volunteer fire department there for a little over 7 years, as long as I've been here in Mountain Home. We had a fire boat, but it was old. It didn't always work right. 99.9% of the calls you get on the lake are EMS. Somebody's had a bad day. Somebody's had a boat wreck. Somebody's having a heart attack. Somebody's got cut. Tubing accident, things like that. Our fire boat wasn't necessarily great. It would have been great here, but we couldn't have got it out where it's at. So as far as I know, Gamea is the only people that have a fire boat on the lake.
What would have happened if you didn't have that fire boat on the water that night?
I really don't know. I know that they were struggling with some things. Like I said, they were trying to put water on it, and it just wasn't helping. It was kind of keeping some of the heat out of it. They didn't have foam capabilities, but I don't know. That's the big thing that after we've sat and talked about this for several months now, the what ifs. What if the main dock had spread? What if people had been trapped? Things like that.
What an amazing event. There were no injuries reported.
The only thing that I know, Heather, one of our firefighters got hot. It was hot that night. And you're in full turnouts. Mm-hmm. You can't get out of the heat. There was cars everywhere. There were people everywhere. One of our firefighters got too hot and went down. Thankfully, Baxter Health was there to help us. Ended up taking care of him. Wasn't a big deal.
Well, and you had a lot of people there, too, because they couldn't park their boat. And you had a lot of people on the water that it took several hours to get everyone off the water that night.
And with the water high, there was no parking. Thankfully, we got our apparatus down there. We couldn't get as many hoses down there as we wanted to because of the walkways. It was tight.